Rahman Rahim, all praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companions, and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day.
Amen.
Today inshallah we will learn Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Surah number 106 from the Quran, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, which is Surah Quraysh. Okay, actually if you have the paper of last week, it will be in the same page of last week.
Yeah, we need to translate.
Okay. So actually I will read it first in Arabic and in English, and then you will read it
one
after
number.
Me.
One
Surah number 106. 106 سورة قريش. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لإيلاف قريش إيلافهم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لإيلاف قريش إيلافهم رحلة الشتاء والصيف. فليعبدوا رب هذا البيت الذي أطعمهم من جوع وآمنهم من خوف. I will read it in English inshallah. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. It is a great grace and protection from Allah for the taming of the Quraysh, and with all those Allah's grace and protection for their taming, we cause the Quraysh caravans to set forth safe in winter to the south and in summer to the north without any fear. So let them worship Allah, the Lord of this house, the Kaaba in Mecca. He who has fed them against hunger and had made them safe from fear. Actually, this is Surah Quraysh. We will read also Surah Al-Fil, the one before, in Surah number 105. And inshallah, today I will teach you about Surah Quraysh, and next week, inshallah, about Surah Al-Fil. So now we will read also Surah number 105. سورة الفيل. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم تر كيف فعل ربك بأصحاب الفيل. ألم يجعل كيدهم في تضليل. وأرسل عليهم طيرا أبابيل. ترميهم بحجارة من سجيل. فجعلهم كعصف مأكول. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful, have you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not seen how your Lord dealt with the owners of the elephant? Did he not make their blood go astray, and he sent against them birds in flocks, striking them with stones of sijil, baked clay, and he made them like an empty field of stalks of which the corn has been eaten up by the cat. So now inshallah we will read both these surahs in Arabic, and then inshallah I will give you the meaning of surah number 106, which is Surah Quraysh. So now we will read Surah Al-Fil. Okay, 105. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
ألم ترى كيف
فعل ربك
بأصحاب
الفيل.
ألم
يجعل
كيدهم
في
تضليل.
وأرسل
عليهم عليهم
عليهم
طيرا
طيرا
أبابيل
أبابيل
ترميهم
ترميهم
بحجارة
بحجارة
من سجيل
من سجيل
فجعلهم
فجعلهم
كعصف مأكول
مأكول.
Again sisters, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
ألم
ألم
ترى
ترى
كيف
كيف
فعل
فعل
ربك
ربك
بأصحابي
بأصحابي
الفيل
الفيل
ألم
ألم
يجعل
يجعل
كيدهم
كيدهم
في
في
تضليل
تضليل
وأرسل
وأرسل
عليهم
عليهم
طيرا
طيرا
أبابيل
أبابيل
ترميهم
ترميهم
بحجارة
بحجارة
من
من
سجيل
سجيل
فجعلهم
سجعلهم
كعصف
كعصف
مأكول
مأكول.
Now we will read سورة قريش together. لإيلاف
لإيلاف
قريش
قريش.
Again لإيلاف
لإيلاف
قريش
قريش
إيلافهم
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 رحلة
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 الشتاء
الشتاء
والصيف
والصيف
فليعبدوا
فليعبدوا
رب
رب
هذا
هذا
البيت
البيت
الذي
الذي
أطعمهم
أطعمهم
من
من
جوع
وآمنهم
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 من
من
خوف
خوف.
Again بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
لإيلاف
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 قريش
قريش
إيلافهم
إيلافهم
رحلة
رحلة
الشتاء
الشتاء
والصيف
والصيف
فليعبدوا
فليعبدوا
رب
رب
هذا
هذا
البيت
البيت
الذي
الذي
أطعمهم
أطعمهم
من
من
جوع
جوع
وآمنهم
وآمنهم
من
من
خوف
خوف.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Today إن شاء الله today إن شاء الله we will learn about سورة سورة number 106 from the Quran. And again sister, this is one of the surahs of the last chapter of the Quran, which is teaching us about the day of judgment and the paradise and the hellfire. This is the main concept of the all surahs of the last chapter of the Quran, chapter 30. But again, every surah had its own goal and concept. Now regarding Surah Quraysh, the main concept of that surah is that when Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam completed the building of the house of worship, that is to say the Kaaba, and he had purified it, he turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the following prayer, which is mentioned in Surah Al-Baqarah. Prophet Ibrahim said, رَبِّ اجْعَلْ هَذَا بَلَدًا آمِنًا وَارْزُقْ أَهْلَهُ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ. Lord, make this city of peace and sustain its inhabitants with the fruits. This was the supplication and the prayer of Prophet Ibrahim to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after he completed the building of the house of worship, the Kaaba. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered Prophet Ibrahim's supplication and made that house, the Kaaba, the place of peace. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it free from all human authority. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted security and peace to anyone seeking shelter in that house, while fear was always around it. Even when the people transgressed and ascribed a Lord beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is to say, they worshipped their idols, still there was peace and security in the Kaaba, because this was the supplication of Prophet Ibrahim, and actually it was a designed purpose from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this sacred house. It is the security of the house Al-Kaaba that out of Allah's mercy guaranteed peace and security in the business of those who lived near it and were its custodians. The house Kaaba created for the Quraysh a distinct position and opened up to them extensive means of sustenance in peace, security and contentment. The Quraysh became accustomed to two tribes, one in the winter and one in the summer, which were the season established among their traditional habits. I will clarify to you this now in details. This is the specific grace of which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds in this surah the people of Quraysh. As while their land was fertile, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His mercy, made for them two tribes, one in the winter and one in the summer, which were the source of their flourishing trade business and the source of good life. Also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala secured them from fear, whether in their hearts or in their homes, as they were living next to Allah's house. Also, they were safe in their trips and journeys. Their security is the result of being close to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding the people of Quraysh of this grace, in order that they may be ashamed of their submission to other being, while Allah is the Lord of the house. Allah is saying to them, in effect, for the tradition of Quraysh, namely their trips of winter and summer, let them submit to the Lord of his house, who guaranteed their security and so encouraged them to take such beneficial trips. Poor as their land is infertile and living an insecure surrounding, their life would have been one of fear, but Allah granted them security and Allah granted them to make these two trips in the summer and the winter, so that they can trade all over and actually they can have a source of living. So again in this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending the message to every one of us. This in the Quran, it is always an event where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reveal the Quran. But it will be the message for everyone who will recite the Quran until the Day of Judgment. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding the people of Quraysh with His grace and mercy to them, that He made them to have two trips, one in the winter to the south and one in the summer to the north, without any fear, because they were secure as they were living close to the house of Allah, the Kaaba, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it the place of safety out of the supplication of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guaranteed them to live in security, and because of that security they were able to have two trips, one in the winter and one in the summer, so that they can trade with the people in the south and they can trade with the people of the north, so that they were the trade center of the area, the people of Quraysh, out of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as He made for them the Kaaba, the place of security, and they were living next to it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has fed them against hunger, because the land was infertile because they were living in the desert, and also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted them save from fear. This is the message he sent regarding to the people of Quraysh. But we believers, alhamdulillah, in the Quran, we must receive this message and apply it to our daily life until the day of judgment. The Quran is the book of guidance, peace and mercy to the believers until the day of judgment. So when I learn that it is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant the Muslims Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim to live safe from fear, and also to have the sustenance which will support them in the worldly life, this is out of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Accordingly, we must worship none but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because we believe that all the blessings which we are living in is out of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are not supposed to live the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we never worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as He commanded us in His book. If we appreciate the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we must immediately translate this appreciation into complete submission to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, into complete obedience to the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, into living the Quran as a way of life in this worldly life, so that we will be clarifying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are believing in His unity, and we are believing that all the blessings are only from Him, and inshallah we deserve to have the blessings in this worldly life, and inshallah we deserve inshallah to have the paradise as our final destination. So again and again, sisters, whenever you recite the Quran, it is a message for every one of us as the benefit in this worldly life. Every verse of the Quran is a message to be practiced in our worldly life and to live its benefit in our worldly life. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Actually, the message of Surah Quf, and actually, inshallah, next week we will have Surah Al-Fil, because inshallah, Surah Al-Fil is also having a connection with Surah Quraysh. But let us today again recite Surah Quraysh together two times, and then inshallah, we will start the Arabic class together.